My next guest is Leland Berger. He is a lawyer from Portland, Oregon. He's been working with marijuana law for many years and helping change the laws in Oregon, and as you know, they're pretty nice over there. So let's hear it for Leland Berger.
Hemp Hemp Hooray! Because we're having a hempy day in Boise today. On the 7th anniversary I saw of Jack's passing. And it made me think of some things he said at events I've gone to over the years. One thing he said is, you know, marijuana is not going to legalize itself. It's true. And I'll tell you what else. In a lot of places, the government isn't going to legalize it either. But fortunately, the people are ahead of the government. And fortunately, in Idaho, you have the right to change the law through the initiative power. And at that, you see this booth right here with the gray cover where people are leaning over? They're signing up, registering to vote. If you're not registered to vote, go register to vote and sign the petition so that medical patients can have safe access here in Idaho. I mean, what else are you going to do? You know, I mean, in Oregon, we have a lot of Idaho refugees, patients who've moved from Idaho to Oregon to be able to take advantage first of our medical law and now of our adult use law. It's kind of like Sam Kinison, the comedian, used to say, talking about people starving in Africa, move to the food. I'm done encouraging people to move to the food. Let's bring the food here. I mean, yeah, if you can grow great potatoes, actually, I know you grow great weed. And it ought to be legal. And for it to happen, you need to get active. What people have been saying about going to meetings, getting involved in whatever group it is, working together, moving things forward, you know, that's what has to happen. And I guess the other thing you can do is you can come out to your families about your being a cannabis consumer. You can come out to friends, you can share stories like the young mother who shared the story about her daughter where the only medicine that works to keep her alive is cannabis. You know, the more people in power know someone and care about someone for whom cannabis helped medically, the sooner that we'll get legal medical cannabis here in Idaho. And of all the importance of all the consumers being able to have access, the greatest importance is that patients have safe access. So please, get active, register to vote, get your friends to register to vote. I don't know how it is in Oregon, in Idaho. In Oregon, even if you're on probation or parole, the only time you can't vote is when you're actually physically in custody. So you might find that out if your PO has been telling you you can't vote. And there may be ways you could fix it if that's true. There may be ways you can go to court and get that changed. But, you know, never underestimate the power of being able to vote, the power of organizing. Our cause is just, even if we sometimes dress funny. And it's just, you know, coming from Western Oregon, from Portland, it's great to be outside in the sunshine, let me tell you. So thanks very much. Thanks for having us. And enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you, Leland Berger. Thank you for coming all the way out from Portland.